Greetings, Charles County. My name is Jennifer Harris, and I'm one of the public information officers for the COVID-19 pandemic. I also serve as the Chief of Media Services for Charles County Government. Today, I'm joined with Linda Warren, who is our Health Department Public Information Officer, and she works locally with the Health Department on communicating information about the vaccination process and, of course, testing and everything related to COVID-19. Linda and I have been working closely together since the very early days of the pandemic, and she serves in a state agency capacity. Many people don't understand that there's actually a local health department, but it actually serves under the Department of Health at the state level. So we coordinate together, me as the local government partner, her as the state agency partner, to get information out to the community. And today we're going to talk about myths versus facts regarding the vaccination process. Now that vaccinations are underway, a lot of people are finding information out there that may not be as accurate as it should be. As we always like to say here on the podcast, check for credible sources of information from places like the Centers for Disease Control and the Maryland Department of Health. So we're going to clear up a few of these myths today and share some facts with you that'll be really important as it becomes your turn to get vaccinated, just so you can feel comfortable with what's going into your arm when you get it and how that's going to provide safety for you in the future. So Linda, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Jen. Glad to be here.
So let's get started. One common myth that I hear all the time is that if I get this vaccine, it will actually make me sick. We often hear the same thing with our annual flu vaccine. I'm going to get the flu vaccine and I'm going to get sick with the flu. Can you clear up what's going on here and what's behind that myth and what some of the facts are regarding the vaccine?
Sure. Well, according to the CDC, the answer is no. Getting the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, it will not make you sick with COVID-19.
Now, some people do get symptoms like fever or chills or a slight headache, and they think that those symptoms are associated with the actual virus. But in reality, it's just their body preparing itself with a response to build up antibodies to fight the virus and recognize it when it attacks and gets into their system. So what you're saying is if you get those symptoms, that's just really your body's immune response amping up to deal with COVID-19 should you be exposed to it, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So the next question is, after getting the COVID-19 vaccine, will I test positive for COVID-19? Now, this is obviously a concern for people who might be traveling out of state, or maybe they need to get tested for a particular reason to visit mom in the nursing home, or need to come to work and get tested before they are allowed to report. So this is obviously a big concern for people who think that they might then test positive and be prevented from doing so. Can you tell us whether that is true or not and what people need to know?
No, you cannot test positive for COVID-19 once you receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Neither the recently authorized and recommended vaccines nor the other COVID-19 vaccines currently in clinical trials in the United States can cause you to test positive one viral test, which are used to see if you have a current infection.
So we've cleared up that myth. The next one that I hear often is if I've already had COVID-19 and recovered, do I still need to get vaccinated? I mean, a lot of people believe they have the antibodies, so there's no need to go ahead and get registered to get vaccinated. But is that true?
Jennifer, this is a great question. And the answer is yes, you absolutely. Due to the severe health risk associated with COVID-19 and the fact that reinfection with COVID-19 is possible, vaccines should be offered to you regardless of whether you already had COVID-19 infection. So that's an absolute yes. You should still get vaccinated.
Let's move on to a final question here, which I think is important for everybody to understand. Will the COVID-19 vaccination protect me from getting sick with COVID-19? So we've heard different percentages of effectiveness. For example, that Pfizer or Moderna's vaccine is 94 to 95% effective. That still means there's a small chance you can get sick, right?
Correct, yes. According to the CDC, COVID-19 vaccinations work by teaching your immune system how to recognize and fight the virus that causes COVID-19, and this protects you from getting sick with COVID-19.
Well, thank you, Linda, for clearing up those myths with us today. Again, there are so many more pieces of disinformation out there, and I encourage you to be sure to check with credible sources when you see it floating on social media. Check it against the CDC. Check it against the Maryland Department of Health. Call our hotline, 301-609-6717. And make sure that you ask those questions to get them cleared up, or talk to your doctor and ask them what their feedback would be if you've got a question that you're really concerned about before getting vaccinated. I want to remind you that we'll be coming on air at least once a week during the vaccination process and sharing the latest information on how you can get vaccinated here in Charles County. Please stay informed by going to our website, www.charlescountyhealth.org. You can also call a recorded hotline for a message about where we're at in the process. That number is 301-609-6710. I will also remind you that we are currently in phase 1A, 1B, and 1C. That means that if you are a first responder, healthcare provider, teacher, anyone ages 65 plus, and a few other specific groups, you are eligible right now to get pre-registered for the vaccine at charlescountyhealth.org. Now, we have thousands of people pre-registered, so it will take us to time to get through that entire list. So please be patient. We will reach out to you by emailing you a link when it's your turn to get vaccinated, or call you if you do not have an email address. Finally, I want to urge you to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Watch us on YouTube. Check us out anytime on our Inside Your County Government podcast, and stay informed. That's the most important thing you can do as we continue to fight this pandemic, is stay informed with the facts. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back soon.